Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslothy.
To say that politics is fluid is an understatement. Last week, we began with the election, and by the end of the week, we were analyzing the results. Now, just 1 week later, this year's new crop of legislators has already met at the Capitol, and leadership for the upcoming session has been chosen. This happens at what's called the Winter Caucuses. That's where legislators meet their colleagues for the first time and begin to size up the competition. For freshmen, it's their first real taste of lobbying, and it comes from within their own parties. Just as the general election ended last week, campaigning for a new election began. Members of both houses were immediately hit with phone calls urging them to vote for certain candidates for leadership during the upcoming caucuses. Thankfully, this election cycle only lasts about a week. We should all be so lucky. The results of the elections were fairly predictable with one exception, the Republican majority elections in the Montana Senate. You see, the elections for leadership actually consists of four smaller elections. In the House and the Senate, Republicans and Democrats each hold their own elections. The Republicans hold the majorities in both houses, so they choose the Senate President and the Speaker of the House and the majority leaders in both houses. The Democrats are in the minority, so they choose a minority leader for each house. As I said, the results were fairly predictable. The Democrats chose Senator John Cecil of Butte as Senate Minority Leader and Representative Chuck Hunter of Helena as the House Minority Leader. Representative Mark Blaisdell of Kalispell ran unopposed for Speaker of the House, and Representative Gordy Vance of Bozeman took the Majority Leader slot. The real dogfight came in the Senate, where current Majority Leader Jeff Esmond of Billings challenged current Senate President Jim Peterson of Judith Gap for the presidency. Esmond is seen by some as the more conservative of the two, and he wound up winning by only one vote. The second surprise came when second-term Senator Art Wittick of Bozeman took on current Senate President Pro Tem Bruce Tudvitt of Kalispell for the Senate Majority Leader position. Wittick is much more conservative than Tudvitt and won that race by a single vote as well. Based on these narrow wins, it appears that President-elect Esmond's first job will be to bring together a seemingly divided caucus. After the elections, the legislators moved to the House chamber, where they began the process of orientation, a two-day nonstop series of classes on everything from constitutional law to state employee benefits to legislative procedures and bill drafting. It can be a bit overwhelming, but it's not nearly as overwhelming as the 1,500 or so bills that will await them at the start of the session. Now that leadership is chosen and orientation's over, the next big milestone will be assigning legislators to committees. This is done by the Speaker of the House and the Committee on Committees in the Senate. For some, their committee assignments can make or break a session. Some committees, like the budget committees or judiciary, are exciting. Others are so mundane it's like chewing sawdust. Either way, the goal is to do the work of the people. Being a legislator is a thankless job that pays a whopping $10.33 an hour and requires 4 months away from families. We urge you to pray for these folks who have stepped up to make our state a better place to live. It's a tough job, and we're glad that they're there. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslothy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.